Good morning. My name is Brittany Harris, and this morning I am here with Catherine Cupiano and Natalie Taylor. I met these ladies in the Alley course titled Who We Are, Stories of Becoming. And today I'm going to ask them a few questions, starting with Natalie. Okay, so I'm going to start with Natalie. I'm going to ask you, what were your initial thoughts on taking a class on a college campus?
It was a challenge for me after being home for so many years. And I just reached out and liked it.
Did the challenges that you thought you were going to face when you started go away after you started and got more comfortable?
Each class made me more and more comfortable, yes.
I think that's with anybody starting college.
Well, it's the same thing.
Okay, and what does lifelong learning mean to you?
It's so great to explore, even at age 84. There's so much out there to learn, so it's nice to be open to that.
That is, it is nice, and it's nice to see that people are open to learning new things, and always, like, continuously, and it never stops. Okay, so I'm going to ask you the same questions, but in a different form since you're teaching the class. Mm-hmm. What were your initial thoughts when they asked you or you offered to teach a class on a college campus?
I wanted to do it and yet was hesitant to do it, probably for the same reasons as the student is. It's challenging. Mm-hmm. And although I had done a lot of learning in the years, I had not really stood on the other side, sat at the other side of the desk and taught. But I did get involved in facilitating book discussions when I retired. And so that made me think, well, as long as there's a book in the class, that's why I always do a class that's got a book and writing rather than just writing. And I thought, well, as long as there's a book, if I can start with a book, I'll be okay. And so I've done, this is my third class, and I am much more comfortable. But because it involves different people, mm-hmm, and different ideas each time, you're never really sure of how it's going to be.
Yeah.
It's not going to be the same.
Oh, no, definitely not. Yeah, and the stories would be different, yeah.
Or the material we're dealing with is different. So there's always that reason to be excited and wonder, mm-hmm, about it. But there's also more comfort when you have a few behind you. And you say,
yeah.
As I said to Natalie on the second class, we come and go together. I said, well, everybody came back to the second class. So, but that's always, it's always like a question in my mind.
Yeah, like, they're going to come. Back? So. Would you plan to continue doing different classes with different material?
I think I would. I wasn't, this class, I felt from my perspective, maybe not from the membership's perspective, kind of got off to a slow start. It didn't seem to gel or people connect, but today I felt it was a group that, mm-hmm, was very interested in.
Yeah, it was very nice stories to hear.
Talking to each other and listening to each other. So, yes, I would do it again, and I just always need to remind myself to give it time because, mm-hmm, that kind of interest and camaraderie is not going to happen necessarily in the first hour,
yeah,
if it's a 2-hour program, or the first day or first week if it's a multi-week program. So I think I would.
Nice. And also, what does lifelong learning mean to you?
I have been a lifelong learner in a very technical way, going to school, mm-hmm, taking formal programs, various universities and colleges, mm-hmm, and degrees. And so that kind of learning I've been doing all my life.
Okay.
But lifelong learning means something else to me now because of where I am in the scheme of things. Mm-hmm. And I'm realizing how much my life in general, not specifically at a university,
yeah,
getting a degree, how much I've learned about the world and myself just through living. So I see lifelong learning is not only being a place to go to or a book to read, but it's an attitude, it's an openness.
So I agree. I do agree.
Yeah, that every day, whether you're sitting in a classroom or not, mm-hmm. can be a day of learning.
I do. I agree with that completely, especially with the openness. You have to be really open to wanting to learn and change and do all that stuff.
As Natalie said, there's so much to know, and you know you're never going to know it. So why would you shut your brain off ahead of time?
And not continue.
Because you're still going to end up not
having
known.
And if I could interject, do you mind? I have gone to other classes. And the last one was Frankenstein.
Okay.
Absorbing, very good. But this was spontaneous. It brought something out of me, and I learned from other people. I liked this setting best of all.
That's always nice too to be able to hear and learn from other people and hear their stories and relate and open up and feel a new side of yourself.
Right.
In a different way too. That is always nice. I think that is the end of my questions.
Okay.
At least I'm not sure
Thank
if you guys
you.
Would help,
I hope
but
it
I
was
appreciate.
Of help.